Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up that stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Long drive home from the Jersey Shore, but just thinking of doing a Disney show tonight woke me up a little bit.
Yeah, always fun to look forward to talking Disney after stepping away from our real lives, right?
Absolutely. We had a good day. I worked with my brother. I know everybody's seen pictures of me put out there the other day, which was a lot of fun with the Animal Kingdom umbrella.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Well, you got to see Tomater.
Yeah, we've got to get him on the show one of these weeks.
Yeah, we will. You two can do it without me. No, I'm just kidding. No, but on the way home, I listened to our good buddy Pat Jannetty. He had the Mickey Dudes released their first podcast, so I listened to that on the way home. Good job, guys. I hope yous are enjoying it. I hope yous will enjoy your show as much as me and Dan enjoy ours.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I didn't realize that. Are they on iTunes, Doug? Or...
Yes, they're on iTunes, okay. The Mickey Dudes.
Awesome.
And you can also go right to their Twitter account, and they have a feed right there, too, if you want to grab it.
Oh, you can get the link right from the Twitter account then.
Exactly. So go check it out. And they go over their first episode's all about must-dos at the Magic Kingdom. They left out my train. I'm not going to hold it against them, but...
No, that's awesome. As soon as we're wrapped up here, I will download that show and listen to it. Pat has been a great supporter of us for many months now, and I look forward to him and his team and another great Disney podcast. So I'll be listening, Pat.
Well, I'm sure he'll appreciate it. And he's a great friend of the show. And he also, I was texting back and forth with him. He also dropped me one to give to you tonight. We're going to do, it's a special episode. We're going to do a Love It, Like It, and Leave It, which it's what we do at after hours here at the Main Street Pub.
Yeah, when there's nothing else to do, we sit around and do these for hours on end.
Yes, we have a couple. After our few beers, we might have a little bit of a shot and then have some fun with these. And they're not literal. I mean, we love everything in Disney World except for Primeval World.
Yeah, well, you never know. You may have to... love or like that.
It's gonna be like Epicap syrup.
Okay.
You gotta take it sometime to feel better, but oh my goodness.
Well, we'll see.
What we're gonna do is you gotta love one, like one, and leave one.
Okay.
So I will kick it off with you, Dan. I'll give you the very first one.
All right. I'm sitting here with my catcher's mitt ready for one right down the middle here.
No, this one ain't. This is going to be high and then dip like a really good slider from a very good pitcher.
You're going to use all parts of the strike zone, are you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll kick it off for you.
All right.
School bread, Dole Whip, or churro?
This is easy. I will, I will love school bread. I will like the churro, and the Dole Whip is what I will leave. Because you know what? I really don't. I mean, I like Dole Whips. They're all right, but they're not something, that I would run out to get over many other things at Disney World. So that one's fairly easy for me.
Well, I don't think our friend over there at the Mickey Dudes, Pat's going to like you very much anymore.
Yeah, well, I know he has his own machine over there at the Polynesian now, so he can sit around drinking rum-infused Dole Whips, but maybe I'll take the rum, but the Dole Whip itself is just not my thing. So, that was Pat's, is what you're saying. That's the one he shared with you.
No, that ain't the one he shared. I was just saying his favorite thing in all the parks is the Dole Whip.
All right, what would you have what would you have left of those three?
Mine would have been Love the School Bread, because you really got me addicted to that. Like it so much, I baked it myself at home with my beautiful bride. I would love the School Bread. I would like the Dole Whip, even though it gave me a partial heart attack last time. And I would leave the churro. Churros aren't my – they're good, but I can get a churro anywhere. The School Bread and the Dole Whip are kind of hard to find locally. Am I wrong about that?
No, that's true. Those are the hardest things to get. I would say that the and we also made School Bread at home, too. I mean, it came out all right. It obviously wasn't, you know, exactly like Disney's version. But, you know, I have heard or read online that you can get the Dole Whip mix. And there are ways you can get it. And I even have heard that I think maybe the Mall of America out west, Chicago, wherever that is.
Minnesota.
Yeah. I think they have some version of Dole Whip, so you can get it out, off property, but it is pretty scarce. And like you said, churros are a dime a dozen. I mean, you know, you can get them almost anywhere. So I think we pretty much agree with the School Bread that that's something that we wouldn't part with, but the other two, you know.
Yeah, I'm a little more in favor of Dole Whip than you, but because it does remind me of the Magic Kingdom, but I do have to admit, I don't get Dole Whips every trip down either.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to say it. I mean, I maybe every other year I get one just, you know, just to
because it's a Disney thing to do.
There you go. And lately at Food & Wine, they've had that soft serve. It's the soft serve pineapple ice cream with the shot of rum in it. In fact, Bob and I got one last year, I think, whatever it was. But it's not a true Dole Whip, but it's, you know, it's an spin-off of a Dole Whip, I guess I'd call it.
Yeah, well, I would take any of the three right now if it had a Disney World wrapper or logo or anything on it.
Exactly. So
hit me with one.
All right, now I got one for you. Now, this is may seem a little strange to you, so if you had to think about it for a few seconds, that's fine. I'll hum in the background. But these aren't necessarily three things that are lumped together like you just did three food items. Mm-hmm. These are things, and you'll see. One's a show, one's a person, and one's a resort. But I will pose it to you. Love it, like it, or leave it. Okay. Yeehaw Bob, mm-hmm. Illuminations, or Port Orleans Riverside.
See, that's just wrong.
Yeah, give me one. You're gonna. what are you leaving out of that bunch?
I would. I'll have to do it. I love all three, as we will say. So we have to leave one. But it's easy, but hard.
Okay.
I would love Riverside. I would like Illuminations, and I would leave Yeehaw Bob. And that's the way it would have to be for me. I mean, because I like Yeehaw Bob. He's my boy. But every time I've gone to Riverside, there's been times where I've stayed there and Yeehaw Bob wasn't playing.
Right.
But my Riverside is always will take the cake because that's home. Mm-hmm. And then Illuminations is next, and then Yeehaw Bob. How would that go for you?
No, I mean, it's why, that's why I was chuckling, because when I was making this out, I said, Bob, I love you, but sorry, you're going to go. You know, and I knew you would throw Bob out. And again, you love Bob, no disrespect, but nothing would top, at least for you and I, Illuminations and, of course, Port Orleans Riverside. So that's why I put those three together, because I knew they were all three that you really, really, really enjoy, and it would kill you to leave one out, but you had to do it.
Yes, that's the fun of this. It just makes you make decisions, or not in stone, etched in stone, but you know what I'm saying.
I just hope Bob doesn't listen to this particular episode.
Sorry, Bob, but without no Riverside, there's no Yeehaw Bob.
There you go.
And Illumination's not going anywhere unless Disney takes it from me.
Exactly. No, that was a good one.
Here's your next one. I don't think this one will be too hard, but I just wanted to see where you would go with it.
All right.
Soarin'.
Yep.
Test Track. Yeah. Spaceship Earth.
Ooh. Okay. I will, Soarin', Test Track, Spaceship Earth. I will love Spaceship Earth. I will like Soarin', and I'll get rid of Test Track, or leave Test Track.
Okay.
And I know that won't fly for you, but I mean, just for myself, Spaceship Earth, classic Disney. I love all, as you know, and the listeners know, I go for the classics pretty much all the time over the newer attractions. So Spaceship Earth would definitely be the love it for me. And, you know, Soarin' and Test Track, go, you know, most folks that, you know, visit Epcot or have visited Epcot, you know, one of those two are their favorite attractions, you know, they're one and 1A because they're two strong attractions. But for me, Soarin' is... you know, since the day I went on it, I've loved it. I've been out in California. I've done it out there. I've done it here. Despite it being long in the tooth, and we know there's a, you know, renovations coming and changes to the movie, it's a world-class attraction that I just love. So that leaves Test Track, unfortunately, in the leave it section for me. And not that I don't like it. I do like it. I would say I love it, but for the sake of this little exercise we're doing, I have to leave something out, so Test Track is out for me. How about you?
Well, I hear you, and I kind of knew that's where you would go. See, mine's 1 in 1A, but I will give it because it's classic, and it's the spirit, it's the main thing at Epcot, so I would love Spaceship Earth. I would like Test Track because I love Test Track, and sometimes it's in my I just love the whole feeling, especially at nighttime. There's nothing better in the parks than riding that at night. There's things equal, but there's nothing better, is the way I put it. So you can have 20 attractions that are just as good, but nothing's better. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I would leave Soarin' because Soarin' is, like you just mentioned, a little long in the tooth.
Yep.
And it just, if I was going that day, Brenda would make me do Soarin'.
Right, and that's what I didn't know how you would go, because you always say that it's your wife's favorite attraction, and you would do it for her. Mm-hmm. You would go on that over Test Track if you had to choose, but this is your choice in this particular exercise here.
And I was actually shocked when I gave her this. I gave her these just to have fun before we got on the air. She did Spaceship Earth, Soarin', and then got rid of Test Track. She did the same as you. You Pisces think alike, man.
Yeah, must be. But see, that doesn't surprise me that she went that way. Well, I guess she could have threw out Spaceship Earth, but I think we're all, three of us in this case, we love the classic Disney attractions. How can you not go, you know, the Epcot spear? How can you not have that in your like it or love it, right?
Absolutely. It's number one. It's an awesome attraction. It's a must-do.
All right. You ready for another one?
Yes, dear.
All right, here you go. So this is a more traditional one, so you can, this will be kind of easy for you. But, okay, Friendship Boats, Sasagula River Boats, you know what those are.
Yes,
and the flag
I hope
boats.
So.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to distinguish the boats.
I got you.
Flag, Sasagula, and Friendship.
No. Well, it's kind of hard because my dream job is the Friendship Boats.
Right.
That's my dream job. Like I said, I want to be, I don't even mind if I'm Gilligan. I'll be all on board with that.
All right, little buddy.
But I think I would have to go love Sasagula, like the Friendship Boats, and I'd have to leave the flag boats.
Yep. I knew that's how you'd go. And that's actually how I went too. If I had, only because, and I do enjoy the flag boats, but I've ridden them a lot less than obviously the Sasagula boats and the Friendship boats, and I'm just not as comfortable with them, although I highly recommend them if you haven't been on them, if you're going to Hoop-Dee-Doo or you want to go over the Wilderness Lodge. Or
they're awesome boats because they're different too, the way they ride. Like, you have the seating in the back, and it ain't like the Friendship boats wherever you can't see out the front on them.
Right, and they're a little more quaint. You know, they don't hold near as many people, and your sight line is a lot lower to the water line, I guess I'd say. And, it's just a different feel, and they move a little quicker, I think, than the Friendship of the Sasagula boats. But, you know, I've ridden them many times, mm-hmm. but like I said, not near as many. I don't have an affection for them like I do for the other two boats we mentioned.
No, but all three of them are wonderful. But, it was hard between Sasagula and the Friendship boats.
Right.
But, because the Friendship boats, the reason it's that hard, because the boats at Riverside, the Sasquatch, it's just awesome to see them. And it's
right.
I like looking at them as much as I like riding them.
Yeah, I mean, the paint job, they get the blue and the yellow or the gold, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, you're right. They're just to see them with the awning going by in the morning.
It's just relaxing. Yeah. At nighttime with my wife sitting on a bench just watching them. And then it's the same thing. Like, there's nothing like going in Epcot or over at the Epcot resorts and seeing them boats when you're walking in International Gateway and you hear one of them blowing the horn.
Yeah.
To me, they're like looking at the monorail.
Right. They're just part of the whole, landscape, if you will. And you know, I knew they were there, but you kind of reminded me of this. I don't know, last year when we were talking about this, I had never done the friendship boat that takes you from one side of World Showcase to the other. I had ridden the boats, you know, from like the Yacht and Beach Club to International Gateway. But I knew them other boats were there, but we just never did it. And lately we do it every time we go to Epcot.
It gives you such a beautiful, different advantage or different viewing area from them boats, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we all have our, you know, we just automatically go the way we go, whether you go by the way of Mexico or by Canada. You know, we would always take the same path of travel and kind of do the same thing. So if you jump on the boat, you know, when you first get into World Showcase, it's kind of cool because, you know, if you're doing Food and Wine, Flower and Garden, or any time of the year for that matter, you just have access to those attractions or those food items that much quicker. And maybe you don't get the same thing, you know, if you always stop in Canada and get a Molson and, you know, whatever. Maybe you go to Italy instead or, you know, the Liberty Inn.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But, you know, it just gives you a different feel, and your day will be a little different, and I really enjoy that.
Well, you gave me the school bread, I gave you the friendship boats.
There you go. One hand washes the other.
But that's
right?
The good thing about doing this, because we talk about things that we think that everybody knows, but you really don't know, because I don't think those boats get used as much as, I think it's the same thing with them boats that I talked about at the train sometime. People
right.
don't know what you can do, or some people might even think you got to pay for it. You know, they don't.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
We started using them one of the years I used them one time before, but my dad was there and we wanted to get him. Remember, he was in the wheelchair.
So we
started using it more to get back and forth through World Showcase. And then after doing that, it became more of a thing that I love the advantage points that you get to see. It's so cool seeing some of the restaurants and some of the buildings at a different angle and different, it gives you different photo options.
Oh yeah, I mean, when Spice Road Table first opened up, that was one of the times we took the boats and we were able to get a view of the restaurant right on the water there that you can't see if you're in the World Showcase coming, you know, going into the restaurant that way. You get a beautiful view of the outside seating area, and the boat actually docks up right adjacent to Spice Road Table there. So, yeah, I totally agree. It's if you haven't done that, definitely do it. And, you know, if you've just walked from the parking lot, if you drove or, you know, you just walked all through Future World or whatever, you know, and you want to just get off your feet for a little 5-6 minute boat ride across the World Showcase Lagoon, it's peaceful. You get a little breeze. It's an awesome little ride.
It's an attraction that most people don't even think of. And I bet you more people than not have not even wrote, like you, look at how many times you were there.
Yeah.
Because you didn't even, a lot of times you didn't even think about them because you're so into everything else, you forget they're even there.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. I mean, I wouldn't be so naive as to say I didn't know they were there. I knew they were there, but I just never considered using them. I don't know, for whatever reason. But once you had mentioned it and said, oh, yeah, you know, we do it all the time, it's just like, wow, I've been missing out on this all these years. Because I had been to Epcot probably 25 times before I ever rode them for the first time. And like I said, I do it every time now.
Exactly. I think some people think they go in and turn around, and they're not supposed to be riding them only for the resorts.
Right.
They don't realize, no, they're not.
Yeah, no, that's like you said, Doug, you know, along with the monorail and a lot of the other Disney transportation, it is an attraction in itself. And, you know, whether you take the horse and buggy ride up Main Street USA, or you have the double-decker, you know, car there, even those things, you know, they're, you know, you got to be there at the right time to be able to do that. But, you know, we've done that, not as much as I think we should have, but we've taken the time to do those. And it's awesome to, you know, be on that little cart with the horse pulling you.
Absolutely.
I think it only goes one way now. I forget. Maybe it comes from the Magic Kingdom. But those little things are awesome. Take the time to check those things out.
Well, think about it. I mean, and you take it for granted, but really, how many people in everyday life actually get to ride in a boat?
Right.
Really? I mean, where else do you ride a boat then, really? And I live at the shore. I grew up driving boats the whole nine yards. But I lived down the shore, down in Mystic Islands growing up, that area. But since I moved here in inland, how often do you – when do you go on a boat then other than Disney World?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, to be honest, I don't. I mean, I'm trying to think of where else I would have gone on a boat, and no. So, Disney World is the only place I go on boats.
So enjoy it. Go down there. It's like an attraction because most people don't get to ride on boats every day. So.
Right. No, that's the little things that we always say it with Disney World, you know. Yes, they have world-class attractions and things that, you know, cost a lot of money and all that, but it's the little things like that that, to me, push it over the top and what makes it the great place that it is.
Okay, if you were down the Jersey Shore or at a resort or at, say, you're at Hilton Head Island or something like that, and you want to go out on a little cruise up and down, because they do this, they have boats, as we did at Myrtle Beach, you know, they take the boat up and down the shoreline and stuff like that. What would they charge for a half hour, 35-minute ride? You know what I'm saying? They're probably going to charge 25, 30 bucks a person.
At least.
Exactly, but so you get this beautiful ride from, you could just get on the boat, because we've done it, not got off, going from Epcot. There's been times where we don't even want to go to the studios, but we just want a break. And I would hop on the Friendship boat. Me and Brenda would ride all the way over, stop at all the resorts, go over to Hollywood Studios, stay on the boat, come all the way back, get back off at Epcot. Just to get off our feet and do a nice little pleasure ride. But that's fun to me.
Oh, it is, and you just got to, you know, train yourself. And again, I always say this, and I'll say it again, you know, if you're going to Disney World for the first time and that you don't do it. I mean, not that it wouldn't – I mean, if you did do it, you wouldn't be disappointed, but there are just so many other things that you just have to see. They're must-sees that, you know, if you think you may not ever get back there or maybe several years before you get back there, your time is better spent on some of the other stuff. But, you know, if you've been there two, three, four times and you've done all the
– or like us, 40 times.
Or 40 times, right. These are the things that you seek out and do and make it, you know, an enjoyable experience. I mean, between the trains and the monorails and the boats and the, you know, all the different modes of transportation down there. I mean, you could just spend a day doing that all around property and you wouldn't run out of things to do.
See, I would have a blast doing that if I was – I mean, it's fun, but tell me that don't sound like fun of you. Have you ever done that? Just left Epcot, got on the boat, not got off at the studios, just stayed on and did the whole thing?
We have, and sometimes we'll even hop off at the Swan and Dolphin or something and go inside or look around the grounds there. I mean, you know, some days we just do things spontaneously and we don't have a plan or a park.
That's the best days sometimes, most of the time, in my opinion.
And we just go with the flow, and, you know, if we feel like hopping off and checking something out, we do it, or stay on and just go around the whole loop.
Yeah, it's great times, and they're some of the best times that I've ever had. They're some of the most memorable times.
Yep.
The little things like that. My next one for you, Dan. Get on your feed bag.
Oh, God.
Okay. I want to. This ought to be a little fun.
All right.
The Boathouse.
Uh-oh.
Le Cellier Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Or the Captain's Grill.
You're gonna kill me.
Put California Grill in there, but I figured I'd be nice to you.
Yeah. Thank you for that. That would have been tough. Let's see. I am going to love the Boathouse.
Holy moly! That's how far that came already, huh?
Yeah. And I am going to. So Boathouse, Le Cellier, and what was the third
Captain's
one?
Grill, because I know you like the Captain's Grill.
Yeah, Captain's Grill. Okay, I'm gonna have to do it. I can't believe it. But I am gonna like the Captain's Grill, and I'm kicking Le Cellier out.
Holy moly!
Yeah, that's tough. And again, I'm repeating myself, but that's what I do. Boathouse, you know, again, I'll just reserve, you know, when you get down there and your upcoming trip, then we can really have a good conversation about this. But the Boathouse is, like I said, beside California Grill, it's my my 1A restaurant at Disney World right now. And the reason Captain's Grill, yes, not nearly the prestige of restaurant or type of restaurant that Le Cellier.
But it has memories for you.
Right, and that's why. I mean, we've been there so many times. I mean, it's like walking into our own kitchen. So although, you know, Le Cellier would blow Captain's Grill out of the water with any of their offerings, and I love Le Cellier and had many a good meal there, for sentimental reasons, I would have to, you know, keep the Captain's Grill in and kick out Le Cellier or leave it, unfortunately, in this grouping.
Well, that's the fun of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing, and it strikes conversation. That's what I love about
right.
doing this, and first thing you think of. It's just off the cuff.
Yeah.
It shows your true love of Disney.
Right.
Instead
right.
of nothing's rehearsed. We don't give each other these. It's just a lot of fun. Now,
right.
with me, it would be Le Cellier love.
Yeah.
I would like the Boathouse, and I would leave Captain's Grill. And just because just the view and the look and everything I've heard of the Boathouse has to be like it for me.
Yeah, I mean, you're safe saying that, and it's tough, you know, picking something that you've never been to. But, I mean, with all the hoopla, and we've got many opinions, as much as I've read and viewed
right,
and seen,
right. I feel like I've been there. I have to tell
right.
myself I haven't eaten there as much
right.
as much as
right.
of the coverage have we done with this, you know,
yeah.
with the Boathouse.
No, I totally agree. And like I said, I know you put this one together for me because of my love for the Captain's
exactly.
Grill, so it made
yeah,
sense.
It's kind of like how you hit me with my boats.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that was a good one.
Yeah, that sounds fun. That's why it's fun.
All
What's
right.
next?
Okay, one for you. So, Mission Space, Lights, Motors, Action, or Indiana Jones?
Oh. Mission Space, Indiana Jones, and Lights, Motors, Action. Well, you know me. I like Lights, Motor more than you.
Yeah.
So I would have to do Lights, Motor, Action, love.
Yeah.
So I'm going to miss it. Mission Space, like.
Oh,
and I would get rid of Indiana
wow.
Jones.
You really? I didn't know if you'd go that far, but you must really despise that attraction, which I know you do because you've ranted about it a couple of times.
Again, our next trip down, I'm going to do it again just
right.
because it's been so long.
Right.
But I would much rather see that space. You like Mission Space, I know the amount of money Disney spent on it, and it's not going anywhere soon. And the building is really cool looking. So, and there are a lot of NASA buffs and, you know, space.
Yep.
But all that area at Indiana Jones could be used for so much more, in my opinion. So that's why
yep.
I would get rid of it. I'd leave
nah.
it.
I kind of figured you'd go that way. But, you know, because you've at least ridden Mission Space, excuse me. Yeah, because for me, I threw Mission Space out just because I will never do it for the reasons we discussed with the sickness and stuff. And even though they have a green and an orange, and we've covered that, not something I want to take a chance on getting sick over on one of my Disney days. So, you know, if this one was posed to me, throwing Mission Space out would be, or leaving Mission Space out would be easy. And, yeah, I like Indiana Jones more than you. Maybe I just haven't done it as much as you have done it. Maybe that's what it is. But
I haven't done it that much. I just did it two or three times in the beginning, and I knew the story. You know,
right.
it's like it
the ball don't follow.
Well, it isn't like okay, like the Beauty and the Beast show, right? The songs are good. Lion King. I get into the music. It's more of a Nemo. The same thing. Like you can get
right.
into it over and over again. I can't get into the dramaticness of that dude running around the stage all the time. It's like.
Right.
The replayability or the rewatchability isn't the same because it doesn't bring out the Disney geek in me like the other shows do. Does that make sense?
No, it does. And, you know, it kind of spoils it because you know who the actors are and the little surprises along the way. Yeah, when you saw it the first time, it blew you out of the water. But when you know it's coming, it kind of loses its luster.
Yeah, it's just action music. It's not like
right.
anything to sing along with or get you in a happy mood. Like every time you hear that Lion King music, aren't you just all into it?
Oh, yeah, because you think back of the movie.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, and the same thing with Beauty and the Beast and all that. It's like the music. It's like, how you can't be a Disney fan and not like the music from Beauty and the Beast.
Right. No, I agree. It's a different presentation. And, you know, and then again, you know, lights, motors, action. Unless something happens, I don't think you and I are going to ever see it again. I mean, it's going to be closed by the time we get down there again. So.
But as me being a car buff, I do love it. What I liked about it, I appreciated how hard it was for them to pull those stunts off that, and the amount of work that goes into what they did.
Right, right. Yeah, to me, I kind of apply the same logic you did. You know, although I suppose, you know, something could happen because they are stunts. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, once I saw it three or four times, it was like, yeah, I know why I know how they drive backwards so fast. Yeah. Or, you know, I just.
Yeah, I got it.
Same thing as Indiana Jones. It's just, I guess if you like cars, or not the movie Cars, but cars themselves, I guess, you know, you would like that more than the Indiana Jones. But to me, both of them can go, and I would shed a tear. That's the way I look at it.
To you, all three could go.
Me too,
really. I mean, I'm looking forward to what they're going to create next.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. All three of them could go and
leave,
we'll go.
Leave, and leave.
leave, leave, and leave. Yeah.
Okay, this one's going to be an interesting one for you.
Okay. All right.
Caribbean Beach, Swan and Dolphin, and All-Star Sports.
Okay. I am going to love the Swan and Dolphin.
Oh.
I am going to like Caribbean Beach, and I am going to leave All-Star Sports, you said?
Yes.
Music, whatever. Yeah, and that's an easy one for me. I mean, you know, although I've ranted against the Swan and Dolphin for buses and other reasons, I still think they're world-class resorts, and I haven't stayed there yet. I hope to in the future, but I think that, you know, putting all those other things aside just for, you know, their location right between Epcot and Hollywood Studios, they're great resorts and have awesome restaurants in them, and I think it warrants, you know, loving it, at least in this grouping. And Caribbean Beach, never stayed there, but a moderate resort, and I would much prefer to stay at Caribbean Beach over All-Star Sports. So I would like Caribbean, and like I said, All-Star Sports. It is a Disney resort, nothing wrong with it, but given the three choices there, I'm leaving it.
I was kind of shocked there. I thought you were going to leave Swan and Dolphin.
No. I don't. Like I said, I have nothing against the resort itself.
You're warming up a little bit more to it.
Yeah, no. If I got the right deal, the right price, I'd stay there on a trip.
I really would. A good travel agent for you to hook you up.
Yeah. Well, after I get the Pauly out of the way, maybe the next trip that we don't use DBC, maybe a Swan Dolphin stay is in the cards.
Yeah. Well, what me and you both need to do more of is seriously, is doing split stays when we're going down.
Yeah.
Until we move there, because I know we're both planning on moving within the next few years.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and you know, you can have fun doing that because it really, you know, add some excitement to your vacation because you're always anticipating that next move. But I've done that a couple times. We've done the pop to Saratoga and pop to Animal Kingdom Lodge, I think Kidani Village, once we did it that way. And it was awesome, and it wasn't really a big hassle. So I think that's a great idea, Doug.
Yeah, we've done it a couple times ourselves, and it's a lot of fun, and I highly recommend it. Myself, I would go love Caribbean Beach, like the Swan and Dolphin, leave the All-Stars. The only reason Caribbean Beach is a hair above the Swan and Dolphin, and I've stayed at the Swan and Dolphin, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7. We stayed there quite a bit. But Caribbean Beach is what gave me the love of Disney World. It was the very first place we ever stayed. It's the only time I've stayed there, but it always have a special space and spot in my heart because it's what made me start drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, no, that's a perfect reason why. And
I can still hear the Calypso music.
Unfortunately,
it's
right?
Really still beating in my head. And we ate at the restaurant there. We had Shutters. We had a great time. I mean, it was beautiful there. It's sad because it's not sad, but I fell in love with Riverside so much that it's hard to go back there, but I need to force myself to go stay there again because me and Brenda really, really had a good time there.
Right. It's just, you know, and we all get faced with this. It's like, but you got to do that at the expense of your, you know, true love, Port Orleans Riverside. So it's, you know, it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, well, one of those things is I might do the same thing with that. Maybe me and Brenda reminisce and we have a split stay like we did our very first trip between Riverside and Caribbean Beach, just to, you know, bring back the nostalgia of our first trip.
Yeah, go back to the beginning.
Yeah, do Riverside, or do Caribbean Beach for the first couple of days, and then go stay at Riverside for a few days. They're only around the corner from each other because we always drive.
Right, right. And, you know, the only thing I'd recommend is you just always want to go worst to first, I guess. You know, not that the worst is the first one, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You want it to gradually.
You want to finish the trip at your happy place.
Exactly. Yeah. You wouldn't want to do it the opposite, where you're bummed out that you're leaving your favorite place of all time and going to some place that's a notch or two below. So not in quality, but in where it is in your ranking, your personal ranking of it, you know?
Yeah. And the boot, I could save a couple bucks because Caribbean Beach is always cheaper than Riverside for some
reason.
They're listed as the same, but it don't always come out that way. What's your next one for me, brother?
All right. This one's going to... This will be tough for you, I think. Okay, Wolfgang Puck, either one, the Express, or it doesn't matter. Spice Road Table or the Writer's Stop?
Oh, geez. Wolfgang Puck, the Writer's Stop.
Spice Road Table.
This is going to be hard, but I'm going to have to do it.
All right.
It's going to have to love the Writer's Stop. Like Wolfgang Puck Express, and leave Spice Road Tables, and the only reason is because I've been in love with the other two longer.
Oh, I knew this would be tough. I hope you don't give me one that's tough.
Oh, you got one coming from our buddy Pat that's pretty tough. Right. You got the next two are really tough. One from me and one from our buddy Pat Giannetti.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, I knew it would cut something out of your heart to leave one of these three. And
but do you get my reasoning on that? I love the other two forever. It wasn't like I just fell in love with them. They've been long loves. I mean, the Writer's Stop just because of just being in there and chilling and grabbing a snack here or there. And then Wolfgang Puck Express with my pizza and also my wife's ravioli. Pumpkin ravioli. I mean, we can't leave Wolfgang, so.
No, I totally agree, and if you posed this one to me, I would have chosen it exactly as you did. As much as I enjoy Spice Road Table, it's, you know, it's only been with us, a couple of years now.
Exactly, and it's a friend of the show. We love Spice Road.
We
push it with the, I'll be eating there next trip. I guarantee we'll be getting a small plate and some of that,
spicy garlic shrimp.
Absolutely, and also having one of those Moroccan beers because it was awesome.
Yeah. No, that's definitely what I would do. I mean, Wolfgang Puck is, you know, we've been going there since we first started going to Disney World, and, you know, same thing with the Writer's Stop, with the, you know, quirkiness and getting in out of the cold, and, you know, I believe I drafted it when we did our Walt Disney World draft, and you know, sad to see it going. As we all know, it's going to be closing in a couple of months here, but unfortunately, you know, Spice Road Table, as much as we pump it up and as much as it is a great place to get the small plates or a full meal and enjoy the Epcot after hours thing. I don't even know if they're still doing that, but they were, which I've done. Yeah, that's tough, but Spice Road, sorry, got to leave you out in this grouping.
That's a great place, though. We'll be there next trip, then. Our man's trip, we'll definitely eat there.
Absolutely.
Give me another one.
All right, you want me to give you another one?
No, I'm sorry, I got yours. Yeah. You just gave me. See, you got me so flustered at what I'm going to eat. I messed up now.
I thought you were going to throw me a curveball there. All right, I'm ready.
This is Pat Giannetti's, our good buddy Pat from the Mickey Dudes. Saratoga Springs, Port Orleans Riverside, or the Poly? I think he hung up on me. Den, did you hang up on me or you're not going to answer?
No. I'm still here. Yeah, unfortunately, and this is tough. Thanks, Pat. But Port Orleans Riverside, I'm going to go with love. like it, Saratoga Springs. I own there. I have no choice. So unfortunately, Pat, your DVC resort has to be left behind, and that's sad because we're looking forward to our Christmas trip coming up this year that we're going to spend at the Pauley for a week. And but unfortunately, you know, Port Orleans Riverside First Resort, our family grew up there, and it's been a long love, and it's got to be love. And like I said, Saratoga Springs, although I think a lot in the Disney community, unless they own there, you know, would easily throw Saratoga Springs out of this group. But that's okay.
You can tell he's such a great listener of the show. That's the only reason he knew to ask that.
Yeah, he knew that would get right to me. And it did. It's a tough one to throw out a resort that, you know, pretty much wins most of the, you know, best resorts. Not the best from a quality perspective, but theming.
Their favorite,
yeah,
you know.
People really go bonkers over the Pauley.
One of the things is too, you got to think, is it's because it's one of the originals. It's been around the longest. It's kind of like me and you just saying the Writer Stop and Wolfgang Puck's over Spice Road Tables. It don't mean they all aren't good, but the Pauley has been there. It's the very first resort.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there were many, many people. I know this, and maybe, Pat, you were one of them. We have you on again. We'll ask you, or maybe you can email us.
Well, you might not want him on again after that question.
Yeah, right. Nah, it's all good. I mean, a lot of people said that they purposely waited to purchase DVC until they were offering memberships at the Pauley. So that just shows you how strong the like or the love is for the Polynesian Resort. Because, you know, as beautiful as a lot of the other DVC resorts are, and they are, Bay Lake Tower over there by the Contemporary, I mean, you know, Beach Club, Boardwalk, all of those. I mean, they're beautiful resorts in their own right, but people just, like you said, go bonkers for the Pauley. And, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with this many, you know, a lot of us from the East Coast here. And I think there's something with that theming, that, you know, Polynesian theming, that just kind of makes you think of a faraway, you know, place. And, you know, we're right in Florida, and it's, you know, fairly close to us. And I don't know. I think that has some of the reason why it's just so loved within the Disney community.
See, now Pat's going to hate me too, but I would do the same exact thing, believe it or not. I would go Riverside, which, of course, you know I'm going to love
that.
Yeah,
that's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. I'm going to get Riverside. If I was ever to get a tattoo besides my wife's name, second would be Riverside. It might even be Dixie Landing. But Saratoga Springs would be two for me, and then Pauley. And not that the Pauley isn't gorgeous, it just, I don't know, I'm more of a Disney Springs, downtown Disney. That area is my home. I love all that area. I would rather be at Saratoga and roam over to Disney Springs. And I love the Magic Kingdom, but I feel more at home in that whole area over there, Old Key West, Disney Springs. I just, that's my happy world.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I mean, you keep making this point, and it's true, with the Disney Springs being, you know, totally changed and all the additions and restaurants. I mean, the amenities you're going to have at your beck and call, pretty much, you know, a short walk across a little bridge they put there, is going to be, it's going to make it a very popular resort.
Yeah, I love it. I can't wait to enjoy it more and more on every trip.
No, that's true. So,
give me my next one, my friend.
All right, here you go. I know where you'll go here, but this will still be a little tough, I think. All right, Le Cellier, Rose and Crown, or Jigo?
Ooh, that is very, very hard. If you'd asked me this 5 years ago, it would have been different.
Okay.
Rose and Crown, definitely love. That's without a doubt now. My new favorite.
It takes that out of the running, which I knew that would be.
Le Cellier is going to be like it, and I'm going to leave Jigo. Okay. And the reason is the same. There's a theme going here, and it's the length of love. I've only had Jigo a couple times.
Right.
Where I've had, you know, Le Cellier, I have so many, so many, so many family memories there.
Right.
That I can't leave it.
Okay.
You know, because I can sit in that place. I've eaten there, I don't know, I know I throw numbers out all the time, so don't hold me literally, but I've eaten there probably 20 times over my life, if not more, a couple more or a couple less, whatever.
Right,
it's been a
right.
lot of times. And I could sit down there at every different booth, at different seats, and just remember a trip. And it almost brings a tear to my eye sometimes, because I'll think of this trip with my wife and my brother, my wife and my sister-in-law and her boyfriend, and the next
right.
trip with my father and my mother-in-law and my brother Don and his, you know, it's like there's
yep.
some, it's like you ever see them memories like on TV shows where the person will be looking in and he could see through the window like what he did in the past?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I feel sometimes when I'm sitting in there, because there's so many memories of my past right. Disney experiences. So, Rosencrown, I beat the drum so much of it that I have to love that,
right.
which I do.
If you didn't, people would riot in the streets.
I'd be called a fraud on this
yeah.
show. And I like Le Cellier, and I have to leave Gico, but let me tell you guys, if you want a nice dining experience, take your loved one out, you and your wife, a date night. Gico is it's I couldn't recommend it more. It's the whole atmosphere. Take your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other. Go spend a beautiful night, and especially at wintertime, like if the parks close early, go over and spend the night at the Animal Kingdom, have a beautiful dinner, and then grab drinks at one of the lounge, and then go out and sit by the fire on a nice wintry, like a January or February night in Florida. And just have a nice romantic evening. I guarantee you guys, you'll get total brownie points if you do this. But don't yeah. that sound like a great night?
Yeah, it does. It does. And I know you've been trying to persuade me to go there, and I got to get over there. But yeah, I've heard nothing but rave reviews. I mean, I've never heard anybody say anything negative about Gico, other than, you know, if you haven't gone there, what are you doing? I totally agree with everything you just said.
But that's the whole... I mean, even... Or the pool bar. I mean, the pool bar there is beautiful. But, I mean, it's a great date night. Have a beautiful dinner. There's a nice lounge upstairs. It's a gorgeous lounge. There's an inside fire pit. You know where I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That dark lounge. You know how peaceful and relaxing it is sitting in there? And then head out back and listen to one of the game... The safari guys...
Oh, right, the guides there.
Yeah, the guides there. Let them tell you the stories at the fire.
Right, right.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful evening, and I guarantee you won't go wrong, guys. I got one more for you, Denny.
Okay.
Well, how would you go with that one? First
I was hoping you were going to ask me. For all the reasons you just said about Gico, something's going to, you know, just not work out here, but I would love Le Cellier. I would like Gico, and I'd have to leave Rosencrown out in this grouping.
That's sad. Very sad.
I know, but I mean, you just pumped up Gico and Le Cellier for us. I mean, same thing. When we first started going to Disney World, it was our, you know, favorite restaurant. We ate there many, many, many times. And Gico, for like I said, you just ranted about it. And Rosencrown, we've had great meals there, and you know, we told the story. We went with Bob and Mary over there and had a good time last two trips ago. But with this grouping, all three are so strong, something got to go. So I would pick it that way.
No, I hear you. And the thing of it is like I said, there's something very, very beautiful and romantic about the Animal Kingdom Lodge at night. Can you disagree with me?
Oh, no, it absolutely is.
There's just something beautiful about that resort.
Yeah, I mean, theming is, I mean, they went to great lengths to, I mean, even when you just pull up, when you get by the guard shack, I mean,
well,
you start
to
see.
Once you go past the guard shack, it's like you've just driven into Africa.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally amazing how they do that. And, you know, for that reason, I mean, it's got to be one of the most themed resorts probably in the world, let alone Disney World. And, right. you know, to... Yeah, we talked about it before. If you've never been there, even if you can't afford to stay there or you don't want to stay there or whatever, at least go into the Jumbo House and walk through the lobby and go out to the big glass windows and look out into the wrought iron up there. Look out into the savannah, and it'll blow your mind. I mean, it the first time you see that, I mean, if you're not taken back by that. I mean, I wouldn't say it's as strong, you know, emotionally for me as the first time you step on the Main Street USA and see the castle.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's not that, but it's a different kind of thing.
Right, right. But it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome when you can be that close to giraffes and, you know, all the other animals that are out there, wildebeest. And
I mean, you just thank goodness that you have the opportunity to stay there when I did. The few times I stayed there, I just couldn't believe I was staying at this place.
It's like you're not worthy, you know?
Exactly.
It's like,
some idiot from, some stupid contractor from New Jersey staying at this masterpiece of a building.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. And it's just mind-blowing how beautiful it is.
Well, I got one last one for you, and then I'll let you finish it up with the last one for me.
All right, sounds good.
This is going to be a tough one.
All right.
I think, anyway. Hall of Presidents, American Adventure, and Carousel of Progress.
Okay. I am going to love Carousel of Progress and get that out of the way because that's Walt's attraction, so that goes without speaking. So, so like it and leave it. So like is, so I got a Hall of Presidents or the American Adventure. Like American Adventure. I got to go that way. Hall of Presidents got to be left behind.
You want to know something? Me and my wife went back and forth. I went the same exact way. Carousel of Progress, everybody knows how much I love that.
Right.
I catch you asleep in there, you're going to get what for? You might get hit with the sarsaparilla. But I had to like American Adventure because, again, how much I stood on my soapbox about that. I drafted all three of these in my part.
You did.
Yeah, so I own all of them. So they're all my children.
Right.
And I got rid of the Hall of Presidents. The only reason my thinking was is the American Adventure card that covers the Hall of Presidents. The Hall of Presidents don't cover the American Adventure.
Right, and that's kind of what I was thinking. It obviously is all about, you know, the United States and how we came to be where we are today. So the presidencies, you know, you're right. Although they don't dwell on it, it is part of the whole story. So I think that logic works and that, you know, for patriotic reasons, you get the overview of the whole country as opposed to just the presidential aspect with the Hall of Presidents. So it was not easy, but that's how I could justify it and not feel bad about leaving the presidents out.
Exactly. And there's something very upsetting about leaving We the People, but we have to. But, you know, I mean, just the way the whole Hall of Presidents, when she starts off with the speech, and she starts announcing the presidents, I mean, it makes my blood, I get emotional, like, every time I hear it, when she announces all the past presidents, don't it, like, get to you?
Yeah, because, you know, even though
something special.
Yeah, we all argue about politics from time to time, and this one's this, and this one's that, but when you're in that setting, and you're really respecting the office, and what it means to this country, and all that, I mean, it does kind of get to you. It does.
Absolutely.
Get to you.
It's just something special about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when, you know, when Abraham Lincoln and, you know, John F. Kennedy, it just takes you back, man.
Yep. Very sentimental. It absolutely is.
Okay, give me the last one so we can end this.
Yep.
And this, we've had one too many shots.
Yep. All right. This is, we've used some of these and other ones, but it kind of makes sense here. So I guess the way I'd put it to parameters on it, if you were going down for a week and you could, you know, you can only do these things, you know, I guess during this trip, let's say. So you'd either ride the monorails, friendship boats, or the Sarsaparilla boats. So you're on this trip. What are you loving? What are you liking? What are you leaving out of them three? Monorail, friendship, Sarsaparilla.
Well, it's gonna, everybody's gonna probably think I'm nuts, but I would love the Sarsaparilla.
Yeah.
I would like the friendships, and I would actually lead the monorail.
Wow.
Because I honestly don't ride the monorail every trip. I ride those two every single trip. There hasn't been a trip. I mean, I don't think, or I'd have to say, I've rode the friendship boats every single trip, almost, except for maybe the first trip down there. We stayed at Riverside and Caribbean Beach, and I didn't get them.
Mm-hmm.
But the last 30 trips, I have rode the friendship boat every time, and I've ridden the Sarsaparilla boats almost every time. The monorail, I don't get on every trip,
mm-hmm.
but I get on it a lot.
Right.
I do appreciate it. I do love it, but I'm not always on it because you know how I tour.
Right,
and I won't tell everybody so I don't get in trouble, but you know how I do things.
Yeah. No, there's no right or wrong answer, obviously, with these. If I was doing it, it would be love the Sasagula, like monorail, and I would throw the friendships out. And my logic on that would just be that, you know, I would, you know, the monorails, again, is one of the handful of places on the planet where you can ride a monorail, particularly one that goes through a building, which in itself is an eighth wonder of the world in my book. You know, I can still get my boat fixed doing the Sasagula river boats, which mm-hmm. I really love. And you know, as much as I'd miss on this trip not doing the friendship boats, I could be all right with it as long as I could ride my monorail and ride another type of boat at Disney World. So that's how I justified it.
No, and I get it. I understand it. It's just me and my friendship boats are hard to separate.
Yeah, no, that's again, you spoke about it earlier in the show that, you know, you don't get opportunity to ride watercraft, if you will, boats in particular, and these are free, at least they are at this point. And I was thinking about that because down at the boathouse, you also have opportunities to use boats, but you're going to pay through the nose to do them. They get some
absolutely
beautiful boats out there that you can rent by the half hour, and I think one of them's like $129 for a 15-minute ride or something like that. It's insane. But but yeah, anyways.
Maybe happy anniversary.
Yeah, it'd have to be something pretty special to do that because but they're beautiful. You'll see them when you go there. They're wooden boats. I forget what they are, but they're
like old Chris Crafts, old Checkmates and
maybe
stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe that's.
Because I grew up around all them boats down the shore. I mean, I was really, my whole family was into, my stepfather, we had two boats, you know, a 32-foot cabin cruiser. We actually had three because I had a 16-footer myself, but and he had another 26-foot that he used, Boston Whaler that he used to fish off of. So I've been around those boats my whole life. So, but there's just something special about the friendships for me.
No, they're beautiful. I have no doubt about it.
So this was a lot of fun. Did you like it then?
Yeah, it was all right. You got to do a little homework with this. But once you get going on these, they're not bad. I look forward to doing one in the future.
Well, me too, buddy. We'll keep having fun with this. It strikes up good conversation. Thanks, guys, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate your friendship. We got a couple more reviews over on iTunes, and we really appreciate them. If you could, please, guys, who haven't, go over and leave us a review. Follow me and Dennis on Facebook at WDW Main Street and on Twitter at WDW Main Street, Oak Manor, and good old me, Grumpy6767. Have a great day, guys, and we will talk to you soon. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.